This episode is brought to you in part by Thomas Nelson, publisher of Now and Not Yet. Pressing in when you're waiting, wanting, and restless for more. Written and narrated by best-selling author Ruth Cho Simons and is available everywhere audiobooks are sold.
Welcome to The Cartographers, a podcast to help Christian leaders map a changing cultural landscape in the 21st century. Join us, Bryce and Ashley Hales, pastor and PhD, as we discuss with our guests how to cultivate fruitful and resilient lives and communities. Listen in.
Welcome back to The Cartographers. We are really excited today to start a new series. We're going to be talking about the culture wars, and we are calling this series Stuck in the Middle. So thanks for joining us.
So why are we talking about the culture wars? Doesn't that feel like maybe something from the 90s with the moral majority? Why are we still talking about culture wars? Why are we doing this series, Bryce?
You know, there's a lot of reasons, but I think the main one, if I just had to pick one, is that we talk to leaders and hear from leaders all the time who feel like the rug has kind of been pulled out from under them. And people point to different starting points. You know, certainly like COVID accelerated this, you know, the summer of 2020, racial violence, everything that kind of followed the killing of George Floyd accelerated some of this. Some people point to the 2016 election, but regardless of the cause or the event that precipitated this, increasingly it feels like most leaders feel like they're being pulled by, you know, people in opposing directions and feeling like they're just getting torn apart, feeling stuck in the middle, and often just feeling very alone and struggling to know how do I even, you know, maintain my sanity? How do I proceed through this? I can't in good conscience just pick a side in the culture war, right and left. I love people on both sides, and I feel like I'm getting shot at from people on both sides, and I feel like I'm all by myself, and it's exhausting.
So besides helping you feel less alone, we really also want to help chart a way forward. We're called the cartographers for a reason. Not that we have it all together and sorted all out, but we want to help create the map or even name the locations on the map. So as we look at our culture and the various influences in it, we want to help you be able to actually see it, to give us categories and history and a framework for understanding what's going on.
Yeah, one of the things we want to do in this series is be just friends to talk through these issues with. We're not the experts on, you know, where we are and where we're going culturally or as a church. I know that I am constantly bombarded with, you know, things on social media or things in my email inbox that just feel like hot takes, somebody's Substack idea that's like, this is what you need to be doing right now, pastor, or whatever right. It is. We think we need less hot takes, more nuance. We're trying to ask the questions that you're thinking through to help articulate kind of just the morass that we are all swimming in.
Right. And we want to help give you some resources. So whether that's some book club discussion questions or even just a quick one-page summary of the culture wars and the things to be thinking about, we want to make those available to you too. Help us understand, Bryce, as we begin to kind of very gently right now unpack some of these ideas about culture wars. You were telling me the other day you've been thinking a lot about Jonathan Haidt and some of the ideas that he's come up with. How does that fit into the culture wars?
Yeah, so one of the things, Jonathan Haidt's book, The Righteous Mind, has been just sort of putting categories and developing and unpacking things I feel like I've been like scratching around for a long time. Haidt, basically in his book, The Righteous Mind, what he's saying is that As human beings, we long for righteousness. We long to be told that we're right. But we tend to think that we are far more rational creatures than we actually are. And so we think that, you know, so how does this relate to the culture wars? You know, we think, pick a topic, abortion or gun rights or human sexuality or you know, our involvement in overseas conflict. We want to think that there's a rational, logical position that we can arrive at and that we just defend it. What Heitz research shows is that human beings are far more emotionally driven creatures than we think. We tend to respond with this gut instinct. And then he says that our rationalizations are like post hoc fabrications where we come up with reasons to defend why we did what we did. And then what that does is it sort of sorts us into tribes where we identify with the group that we have this kind of instinctual attraction to that then rationalizes to justify our positions. Now, if that doesn't sound like a summary of what's happening in American culture, then I don't know what does, but I think what's really helpful about this is that part of what Heitz showing us is that the solutions aren't going to be purely rational either. We can't just say, okay, well, the right is wrong on this issue or the left is wrong on that issue. Here are the reasons why. Because we arrive at those positions for emotional reasons. And so developing sympathy, learning to understand the people that we disagree with, building relationships is going to have to be part of the church's mission in de-escalating the culture wars.
Oh, that's good. I can't wait as we explore some of those topics.
This episode is brought to you in part by Beyond Ordinary Women Ministries, which prepares Christian women for leadership. At BOW, we believe that every woman is a leader because she influences someone. So, whom do you influence? Do you mentor a woman, serve in the workplace, or do you lead a small group, teach the Bible, or even lead an entire ministry? No matter who or how many you influence, our free online resources will help equip you. Our videos, podcast episodes, and articles from experienced women leaders will encourage you and perfect your leadership skills. They offer wisdom for dealing with ministry pitfalls, current biblical issues, health for your own soul, and insights for shepherding others well. In addition, BOW offers Bible studies designed to connect women of multiple generations. They provide a challenge to both women new to the Bible and those wanting to dig deeper. Be our guest and browse all of our free resources and low-cost Bible studies at beyondordinarywomen.org.
You know, and we add to, you know, these challenges, of course, technology, digital nativism, mental health crises, gun violence, identity politics, and obviously we don't even seem to know which way is up or even how to navigate it. And I love what you're talking about Height talking about the way in which we make these moral choices is not entirely rational. And I love the idea that therefore our solutions can't just be, well, if I educate you on XYZ, then we can come to an agreement. I think that's huge. Well, I've been reading Hunter's Culture Wars. So James Davison Hunter, he is the guy who actually coined the term culture wars. He wrote a book way back in the 90s called Culture Wars. And he says this, that the division, so this is from 35 years ago, the divisions of political consequences today are not theological and ecclesiastical in character, but the result of differing worldviews. So he talks about, it doesn't mean that they actually revolve around specific doctrinal issues, but rather, he says, it's a commitment to different and opposing bases of moral authority and the worldviews that derive from them that create the deep cleavages between antagonists in the contemporary culture war. So in other words, he talks about it as moral authority, he says, is how people determine whether something is good or bad, right or wrong, acceptable or unacceptable. And the culture wars really is about power to say this is how the world should work. Mm. And I find that fascinating.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's clearly agreeing with Jonathan Haidt.
Right.
But he's going another step further and saying that then culture wars really are about leveraging power to enforce your perspective. But it's still really important to understand that we got there in many cases uncritically.
So as we think about Haidt and Hunter and so many other theorists, we want to help make this practical. We want to help leaders actually move through the culture wars with their hearts, minds, souls, bodies intact so that you won't feel stuck in the middle. So how do we think about this pathway through? How do we begin to chart a path through the culture wars?
Yeah, so in this series, we're going to be talking about the history of the term culture war, how we got here, so we can develop a framework for understanding what the culture wars are and let you listen in as we speak to guests who are presenting viable alternatives to a culture war mentality in the church, in education, and in politics. So we want to invite you to subscribe today. The Culture War series starts soon. We are going to be talking to some great guests. We're talking to Dan Darling, who literally got stuck in the middle of the culture wars in the midst of COVID. Peter Wehner is a former speechwriter for the White House and a political correspondent. Going to talk to him about how does somebody who's a Christian writing at a really high level not get stuck in the culture wars, but actually navigate through that morass with hope. We're really hoping to talk to the guy who coined the term culture wars. We're speaking with practitioners at the highest levels in education, politics, and the church as well. We're even going to ask whether the church or to what extent the church has contributed to culture wars rather than being a faithful presence or a release valve in the midst of them. So subscribe today, and we can't wait to join you on this journey.
The Cartographers is hosted by Bryce Hales and Ashley Hales. It is edited by Nathan Michelle. The Cartographers is a production of Willowbrae Institute. Find out more at willowbrae.org.
This episode was brought to you in part by the Lord of Spirits podcast. Many Christians yearn to break free of the influence of secular materialism and to understand the union of the seen and unseen worlds as made by God. What is the spiritual world like? Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.